Y'all had the nerve to think that there'd be a next rental.
Unidentified unclaimed semen.
You add in the human instinct and people are gonna do some really messed up stuff with this.
Video of it was fucking insane.
Show up to training camp, we got a quarterback plugging, coach. Jesus Christ.
You can throw packages at children.
Nut-filled Corollas.
On tonight's episode, today's episode, this morning's episode, whenever you're listening with your lazy ass, we're discussing a couple things. First of all, robots are firing people at Amazon because we live in a matrix. Some woman got her license plate revoked because it said something that apparently was not appropriate for that state. They are putting cameras that can fly inside of phones. And what else we got here? A building collapsed in Miami. So we're going to cover all these things and more on tonight's Idiots Podcast. All right, so to start off here, let's see, what do we got? So Amazon, the little startup company you might have heard, is run by this alien named Jeff Bezos, apparently. But they got bots, robots, whatever it is, R2-D2s and C-3POs, firing people. They're like firing drivers. And I don't know if y'all have read this article yet, but people are getting pissed because they're getting like emails and calls and texts and shit saying they're getting fired by a machine.
Right. So we've completely done away with any kind of
HR.
No, like, let's take the human element completely out of it. But we need you. We need you to show up to work because these people have paid for product and we need to get the product to them. So I just don't understand how the precedent you're setting. I mean, like, obviously this makes news, but I guess it doesn't matter because people keep patronizing Amazon. I'm one of those people.
It's not even that bad. It's, hey, we literally hired these smart bots to make sure you're human enough to work here.
It's kind of backwards, you know, so slightly, just a little bit backwards. I think so.
It really just comes to show you that not everything can be derived from an algorithm. Because that's all it is it's an algorithm that basically determines your productivity. And if your productivity isn't at this standard that's been set, then they ax you. And I want to point out, it's not just Amazon that does this. Kroger does it as well in their distribution facilities.
Well, it's crazy. This one, the first, you know, person that got fired, not the first, but one of the person that they interviewed, 63-year-old Army veteran, got an automated email saying the algorithms had been tracking him and decided he was not doing his job properly. Which, you know, it was things beyond his control that prevented him from completing some of his deliveries, such as locked apartment complexes, traffic, whatever else it may have been. So it wasn't like he was out there just fucking off, you know, right, jerking off an Amazon van and fucking slinging meth at the back. No, he was working.
Right.
And then other outside sources prevented him from doing his job here and there. And his algorithm was like, oh, you're a piece of shit. Deuces, don't clock in tomorrow.
Right. And I mean, especially driving, like, that's one of the most variable things, like, right, that you can participate in. Like, are you kidding me? And of course, like, everyone's dead from the neck up, like, find the brain cell. Like, it's, you can't, like, they've gotten worse and worse and worse. And it's just a means to an end. Like, are you kidding me? A bot was preventing me from getting into the apartment complex. Now a bot's going to terminate me. Like,
I would argue that it's not even a means to an end because they do not really take care of their employees at all.
No.
Don't they shit in cardboard boxes and everything?
They pee in the bottles so that they can maintain their quotas.
I was going to say that the bots looking at these people and they say, oh, you pissed in 3 bottles today, you're fired. It should only have been 2. You've maxed out the quota for the day.
Yeah. We didn't ration your liquids tightly enough. Like, what? Are you kidding? Having to pee into a bottle in order to keep up with metrics? Are you kidding me?
Wow. Fun fact, we actually pay Amazon workers more than Amazon pays their workers because it's subsidized.
Wow. Yeah. The 1-day delivery. I've seen a couple people pull up in their own.
Yeah, unmarked vans or just cars. Yeah,
they're in their own cars. They're in their Corollas and the shit. They're pulling up delivering packages. But I think actually one of our constituents here, without a microphone, actually had a package delivered and it was thrown at a baseball pitcher's pace from his street, damn near under his roof, and almost killed 3 people inside the house. Was thrown so hard and it was broke. And then he had to argue with Amazon to get it revoked and, you know, reimbursed, get a new one. So, you know, maybe that person should be fired. That one individual, I guess, should lose a job.
Where the fuck is the algorithm now? Right. Are you kidding me?
You can throw packages at
they
children.
They said, God damn, because, this guy delivers packages quick.
That's exactly what it was.
See the spin rate on that? See the velocity on that?
I guarantee you that's exactly what it was. Is they said, man, he delivered that quick. He stays on the job. Because, man, they train you. They train you in the craziest ways. Like, they will train you to open your door and turn the car off at the exact same time because it saves a second.
He didn't. It sounded like he didn't even have to.
I'm serious.
Late 30s Germany? Is that what this is?
Listen,
first
week of training, you show up. They have you kick a soccer ball outside. See how far you can punt it. And then your second week, you have to go get steel toe boots because you can't do that with people's shit. Break your fucking foot trying to do your job.
Show up to training camp. We got a quarterback fucking coach.
Run a quarter mile and ring a doorbell. Run a quarter mile back. That's Amazon training. Then when you get done with that, get a shit in a bucket.
Amazon combine? Jeez, old bees. Yeah, then Green
Can you
Beret.
Imagine?
Yeah, then looking like a fucking refugee. I'm defecating into a fucking milk jug in order to feed my family? No.
Run red lights to save a couple
Good
minutes.
Lord. Leave it, Ryan. Get out of that.
Nah, that's not efficient enough for them. You just got to shit yourself while you're fucking driving.
Right,
and
right.
Deal with it all day.
And then when you need a diaper, buy it from us.
One day delivery.
Hey, they got the front end and the back. It's crazy.
Yeah, same day delivery.
Oh my God.
Wow. So that just goes to show. I mean, but us as a whole, I mean, we're enabling.
Yeah.
I see some stuff. I cop. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I won't even lie to you. You know what I mean? But
I'm one of the few people left on the earth that doesn't have an Amazon account of any kind. Mm. Not even like Amazon Prime. Like, I just get my shit from eBay. It's just easier. And as far as I know, there's no like aliens that have like forced labor running eBay. So, it is different. On another note, something that's not quite as fun to talk about, I guess, but something that's definitely been in the news recently. There's this building collapse in Miami. Now, has anybody here like read into this thoroughly to see? I mean, it collapsed. A lot of people lost their lives.
The video of it was fucking insane.
Yeah. I know there's a video of it.
There's a video, I think, of it collapsing. And it is literally like, it almost looks just like it instantly collapsed.
Yeah, almost like it was a prefab detonation. Like a lot of residents... Well, go ahead.
No, finish what you were saying.
A lot of residents, eyewitness accounts, obviously those who survived that were on the other side of the building that did not collapse, they said it sounded like a large explosion.
Well, that's what concrete failing sounds like.
Right. And, you know.
At a major level.
Yeah. Just the aerial footage, like the pile of rubble and debris is just,
right.
It was.
And the big issue is, you know, this is another thing about like major corporations are kind of fucking off and not giving two shits. Apparently in 2018, there's an inspection that said, hey, you got structural problems, you got to get this shit fixed now. It had gotten significantly worse and that the owners of the building needed to pay a very high price to get them fixed. So instead of like warning, you know, the people, they just kind of let it go. Apparently they got a dear neighbors letter from the owners of the tower.
Yeah, you should go to prison.
Right, yeah, because all you're concerned with the bottom line.
Well, they sent everybody this little letter that said, hinted at an ongoing debate over the repairs and reluctance by some condo owners to pay. So they were kind of asking everybody in the condo to kind of front some extra money to pay for it because it was going to cost $15.5 million to fix it. So instead of like, I don't know, fixing it or renovating it or like getting people out of there doing a little bit at a time, maybe relocating some people for a while. Yeah, it's like, we'll just see what happens. We'll just let it go.
Yeah,
and people,
right.
People were complaining for years of like creaking and cracking and loud
leaking bangs
and like leaks and
yeah,
all kind of other sketchy shit.
No,
you had years to prevent this from happening.
Was this Jared Kushner's property?
So fun fact. So when it comes to building in Florida or anywhere that requires a beach, the way that they do the building, well, in theory, the way that you're supposed to do the building is you stake, before you start building at all, you drive stakes down into the bedrock because you're sitting on a sand front, sand moves too much.
Yep.
So you spend your hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to stake into the ground, and that's what you start to build your foundation on. What they did was not that case. So when this building was completely finished, right from the get-go, tons of water is just flowing into this. Okay. And so they're like, we need a back pump. We need some type of pump. So they put one in. They had people come in and they said from the get-go, they said, there is no way that the pumps that you have in here is going to be able to take care of this water. Because it was, I mean, it's the ocean. It is literally the Atlantic ocean. So it's ocean. Pumping in. It's
can't
pumping
pump the
in,
ocean out.
And they can't pump it out. So over time, this concrete was just eroding. And it was a mixture of not properly building the building,
negligence.
Not properly containing it, and then assuming that pumps were going to be able to keep a literal ocean out from this building. I mean, it was... Honestly, it was the most asinine thing, in all honesty. And you had such a lack of regard for all of those people
that died. All you cared about was the money.
For such a long amount of time, too. This is like 4 or 5 years of this shit going on. And they said apparently, like, I don't know, I'm not a concrete contractor, but apparently they say that it's impossible to the extent of the damage to the underlying rebar, the metal support that's within the concrete. So people are seeing this concrete issue and going, damn, that's pretty fucked up. Not even knowing how bad the inside of the shit is. So if you see it on the outside, it's like, man, you know what? It's like if you see a hood smoking on a car. It's like, you know what? There's probably an issue under there. But you open it up and a bitch light up in flames. Nice to see what you got.
There's smoke, there's fire. Yeah.
Right. Hey, can we pull up Jared Kushner's building collapsing on YouTube real quick?
What?
Yeah. His condo. Pull this up on YouTube real
I never quick. Seen this. I'm going to pause that, I guess, for a second. Okay, my nuts. Okay. We're looking up Jared Kushner's building collapse.
No, that was a joke. Look up the Florida condo collapses.
Okay, watch a video of this.
Jared Kushner's Donald Trump's son-in-law, by the way, and he owns a bunch of fucking rental property in New York that has like tons of lawsuits because his buildings are all fucked up.
Really?
Dilapidated buildings, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So this is South Florida, just north of Miami Beach.
Miami's kind of going underwater too. God damn.
Yeah, isn't that fucking insane?
Holy shit.
Yeah, holy fucking shit.
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
I saw a different view.
God, like a video of this.
This shit's fucking insane.
This looks like a stage demolition.
It looks like, so for y'all, you know, a podcast ain't got video go along with it. So for y'all, if you want to look on YouTube, this shit looks like, if you've seen like on like, on a True TV or some Discovery Channel, they do
a stage
controlled demolitions. It looked like somebody blew some pyrotechnics, and this bitch went straight down. That's insane. Like
were people living in that when that happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's 46 dead and like 90 still missing.
No. I mean with the Jared Kushner one, because that's the one we're watching, correct?
No, dude, that was a joke.
That was a joke.
Oh, well,
this is the one in Miami.
That's
bad.
The building in question.
Good God.
You would think that was an abandoned complex.
Yeah.
Scheduled for demo.
Jesus fuck. Let's see any of the videos on here.
So here's the biggest question. Do you think that they'll see jail time for this?
There's going to be a fucking lawsuit for sure.
I think this is going to go to civil and criminal court.
I doubt it.
Criminal?
I really don't think it'll go to criminal?
I think the company that owns this probably has shielded themselves from all liability.
It's
owned by a foreign corporation.
This is negligence too.
Do business in the U.S., you could be extradited depending on the country.
You know, Miami is kind of sketchy.
What happened to Edward Snowden?
He has asylum.
I mean, true, but that was also somebody who leaked information and other countries wanted to bring him in. I don't think Joe Schmo that builds a shitty condo is going to get the same amenities.
Look at that shit. Look at the survey. There's pictures from the survey in 2018. This shit's fucked.
So,
dude, in 2018, there was a contractor that went in there and had like 2.5 to 3 feet of water that he was walking around in the basement.
Jesus Christ.
And this seems to be, you know, it's Miami. It's quick money, you know, with sketchy pretenses. Like
that's Miami. It's kind of like New York. You know, anything goes.
A club's up for a month, disappeared, you know?
Right.
So, but...
Jesus Christ.
These people's life, I mean...
152 unaccounted for. They've only counted 50 deaths so far.
You know, that's another reason why I'd never... want to live in Miami, let alone visit it, because fuck that place.
I mean, Miami's cool. I ain't living there for shit.
No, God, I couldn't afford to live there. I couldn't afford to live there. Hey,
if anybody is listening and like you had family in this, our hearts go out to you. This is fucking devastating.
And we hope the owners get the absolute worst fucking punishment. Absolutely. The worst karma, the worst luck. Good Lord, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit's sad.
For years. Like, y'all couldn't get a loan. You couldn't get a business loan over the many years. You couldn't get nothing. You couldn't start construction.
I'm going to tell you right now. So, my father is currently, I've told all of you guys this, but for the listeners, my father is working out in Boston right now. His company is nice enough to pay for an apartment while he's out there because we live in Cincinnati and he flies out there to do this job in Boston. Rent in Boston is anywhere from like $3,000 to $4,000 for a standard 2-bedroom apartment. Okay. That is Boston. So a beachfront condo in Miami, they are probably making about $5,000 to $6,000 a month on every single tenant. If I had to take a guess on that building, they were probably 200 plus rooms. So every month they were bringing in, what is that? Like 12 million odd, let's say, after expenses, maybe 9 million. So the justification for them not putting this repair in is ridiculous because they were probably pulling in least $50 million net profit after all expenses.
There's no state income tax in Florida too. Like, I don't understand. Like, what are we doing? Like, What are we doing?
There's no justification for it at all.
No.
They had the money. They chose not to because they wanted to fluff their pockets and now there are people dead as the end result. It's not right.
But my question is if like a big enough company, let's say they owned this building in like a realty group or something, who do you hold accountable? Who do you send to prison?
From a legalese perspective?
The head of the board, or if it's a private company, then you take care of the president. You take the vice president. Honestly, I would start at the head honcho and you start asking them questions of who knew about this and who neglected it. And you can only deal with higher management with this because the little guy is not their fault. The little guy can't do anything about that.
The higher manager said, hey, shut your fucking mouth and do this.
Well, given as much national media acclaim this has gotten, I
somebody's going to come down these motherfuckers. Like you said,
it's public opinion.
It's probably an international story by now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers, yeah. This is not some little like, oops, sorry, let's swoop it under the rug. No, this is major. No. This is huge. Someone's going to feel something for that.
Legally, I mean,
at the very worst, they're going to get sued broke.
Yeah, oh,
bank. At the very least. That's insane. On to other things.
I was just going to make a light comment.
Go on.
I was going to say, there's already somebody out there saying it was done by George Bush.
I heard it actually was done by Bigfoot.
Yeah, I don't think we should be joking about this one, guys.
Unacceptable.
I'm just saying. Unacceptable. I don't think we should be joking about this one. People, like, in this situation, man, people literally lost their lives because somebody didn't want to pay a buck. And we know damn well that they had plenty of money to take care of it. That just goes to show you that the dollar is worth more than human life in this day and age.
It always has been. It always has been.
All right, too soon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you fucking cunt. Anyway, Vivo is developing a smartphone that includes a tiny quadcopter, a little drone, that slides off the main body of the device and detaches and can fly away to allow for better selfie photos. So we've moved from like camera on the front of your phone to selfie sticks to now a drone. Now, what I'm thinking, which I'm sure one of my constituents is as well, does this make filming porn easier or no? Because you can just like, if you want to get sucked, you can lean back, have a bitch hovering right above you.
Do they sell these things?
They're developing it.
The premise is...
I'm going to pre-order this bitch.
The premise is so you can get better selfies. I think just from like, if you want to make like some cool cinematography or anything like that, like a selfie, like, okay. Like you could do a lot of cool stuff with it, you know, given its capability, but I mean, they're selling it as a selfie stick. And I mean...
You know how that should look. That's just going to get lost so quick.
It has. Well, yeah, because I mean, most people are stupid. But it has the potential to be cool. Like,
it sounds neat.
No, I think it's extremely intuitive. You add in the human instinct and people are going to do some really messed up stuff with this.
Right.
Has anyone in this room ever bought a selfie stick?
No.
No. I'm going to hold my other comment, but no, I have not. Yeah.
No, I have. I've seen late. Him.
What about our constituent? What about him at the end? At you?
No, I have not bought a selfie stick.
Okay.
Thank God.
Interesting, because I haven't either.
I was going to
say. But no, I mean, I just don't see the...
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Have somebody take the picture for you. I don't
know. Right. That's not going to last long.
Or just hold your fucking phone up and yeah. take the fucking picture.
You cunt. You lazy bitch.
I mean, you're not. You can prop it up on something. I mean, even. I mean, the drone thing is cool. Like, all right. Like, you could even shoot. Like, for example, like music videos, a lot of it, it's all cutscenes. You know, you have aerial view. You know, you can do some cool stuff with this, whatever. But I could see. Oh, let's get a selfie on the bridge, and then they lose their shit in the river.
Dude, take it a step farther. I could imagine somebody trying to get a selfie with that thing, and somebody else thinking it's a bug and just smacking it.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And then there goes your.
Wouldn't that be fucked up if you were like on like a date and you were just like, hey, let's get together, get on the bridge, and then like your phone like goes over the bridge and it shit just dies and your fucking phone just falls. Not only do you have a fucking phone now to take a picture of this memorable moment of your life with the love that you just met, your fucking phone's gone now, dumbass.
The phone doesn't fly, yeah, motherfucker.
It's a drone that comes
out of the phone.
What?
Fuck.
So it's a
detach. I'm inventing this shit. I want somebody to lose their phone over a bridge.
Oh my god!
Well, at least, the very least, because I'm sure when this thing comes out, it'll be about $3,500. So, not realistically.
I don't think it actually talks about what the price is.
Probably like $690.
I mean, in reality, it probably can't be too much more than what an iPhone is.
Right.
Right. iPhones are what, like $10,000 nowadays?
I think
They go for upwards of like $1,300 and they make like 300%+ profit on them. Jesus so I know Christ. That this can't be that expensive.
Wait, I don't think I was listening fully, and I apologize to everyone here on the podcast.
How dare you? I'm
highly offended. I need you engaged.
Listen, but so cunt. it's a phone. Stop saying that word. It offends me. So listen, anyways, on something serious. So it's a phone, and like a drone fucking comes out of your phone.
You take a drone out of your phone, you unfold it, hit a button to link it up, and you fly it with your phone.
You know what that is? That's actually designed by Amazon to spy on you while you're around your house.
So they can watch their employees take shits. Speaking of Amazon and I guess shitty companies, some lady in Utah was visiting family in Georgia. She picked up her Toyota Corolla from the local rental company, Hertz, and the car wasn't clean. So she took off with the car. She helped her niece find out there's something on the floor, something plastic on the floor, whatever. She didn't know what it was. Her niece in the back seat. She's like, I don't know what it is. We'll pull over in a minute. So they stop. They get out, take a look at it. It was a condom full of children, millions of little children.
Wow.
This was a nut-filled condom in the back of this fucking Hertz.
And they tried to charge her for it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go ahead and say what's in quotes over there?
What's in quotes?
It was a condom full of semen. Quotes and bold.
That sounds like something a middle-aged woman would say, which makes sense.
But. Did they test it?
Well, I mean, there's don't need scientific process to see.
It says a manager reached out.
These people are trifling.
That the car had been cleaned, and they offered her a $100 credit for the next rental. But they ended up giving $100 off a current rental. I'm like, bitch, you better give me this car
off
for free.
Off the next rental.
You better give me the title to this motherfucker.
Y'all had syphilis. Y'all had the nerve to think that there'd be a next rental. Oh my god.
Oh, here you go. A few days later, right before getting on her flight to go back home, she was emailed a receipt with a $75 cleaning charge. She was being billed for pet hair that was found in the car, and she picked it up. That's insane. That is insane.
So you
wow.
Health violation, clearly.
She then spoke with the spokesperson from Hertz. All this representative said was, our cleanliness standards were not met in this situation. I'll be blowing that motherfucker up.
Kidding me? That's coming straight out of your ass. Are you kidding? You exposed me to God knows, probably an employee.
It probably did. This one's unlocked. Let's go in here and bang this out.
$100. I need your Exige package. Get me out of this little Corolla. I need the CEO's car.
Give me the S class, goddammit.
Would you?
I don't want no nut-filled Corollas, you cunt. That's insane.
Nut-filled Corollas.
That's exactly what you experienced.
Sounds like a fucking product made by like Snickers or something. It's like,
why would Snickers make a car full of semen? Please explain to me that.
Because it's a nut-filled Corolla.
This is just trifling on all fronts. I mean,
So what we've learned tonight is that Miami building owners they deserve the absolute worst punishment that's legal. Or not legal, it doesn't matter.
America is burning.
America's burning, partially because Amazon is having C-3PO fire their employees. And then there are plenty of Hertz rental cars full of nut, just this unidentified, unclaimed semen in all their cars. And then they will charge you for pet hair, even when you don't have a pet in the car, when you take that nut-filled car back.
Well, at least they can look forward to bankruptcy. I'm pretty sure they're...
Yeah, YOLO. And, you know, Amazon employees shit in milk jugs. So,
Amazon's not going bankrupt anytime soon.
That's pretty fucked up. You got too much goddamn money. Anyway, we love y'all. Thanks for listening. Subscribe. Like I said, Weezer podcast, some podcast website, the fuck it is. It's a little tiny startup called Spotify. And we're on Pornhub and Instagram and everything else. So holla, you know, to find us. If you don't subscribe, we don't care.
Don't watch Pornhub and fucking rental cars.
Please.
Remember that.
Don't fucking rental cars. Are you saying if you watch Pornhub, you jerk off with the condom?
Yeah, he's saying next time you need to go to a sperm bank, just go to a Hertz rental.
Hey, if you want to get pregnant, go to Hertz.
Listen, if you're jerking off in a rental car, wear a fucking condom, because God fucking forbid somebody else was jerking off in that thing and it didn't get cleaned, all right?
Not just any
wear
rental.
Wear protection.
Not just any rental, a Hertz rental.
We'll see y'all next week.